I like to call my story my heavenly gift. My heavenly gift arrived February 29th of 2000. He was my life. Especially after my marriage to his dad failed. He was an easy baby, really very easy, very very happy, very content. And sorry, this is the first time I've ever done this, so bear with me. But then about 18 months, he became different, that individuating toddler who says no at every turn. And it came out like, Noah, such that I told one of my friends one time that we had a new addition to our family, Noah. And so at about 18 months, as he was going through that, I was struggling with very severe depression, and I was having trouble with thought processing and information processing, such that also a very, very low self-esteem, such that I got into a very negative parenting pattern of going from permissiveness, where he was the in control, to harsh discipline, where he was afraid of me. And this went on for 3 years, through 3 years of foster care and parental help services. And finally, he, as you can imagine, going through that, he became rather angry and tense. And at that time, he had a teacher who was a godsend to us. He did everything he could to help us with our situation. And he accepted me where I was at. Not my harsh discipline, but he accepted my unique parenting challenges as a single parent. And that acceptance, well, first of all, let me back up a bit. I had been told by a family member that I did not deserve my son. And I basically believed that deep down. Which, of course, didn't do a whole lot for my self-esteem or my parenting confidence. But anyway, this teacher, with his acceptance, helped me to be able to let go and to realize I didn't have to try to prove that I was worthy of my son. And in letting go, I was able to look at the problems we were having. And I had a couple friends at that time with children. And I could see our situation through these people and what could become worse. And so that helped me to be able to let go. And at this time, we had this incident where I gave my harshest punishment to him, unfortunately, after he'd acted out. But I called his social worker, and we decided that he would not return to me, which was very difficult, of course. But my mom asked me, why would you give up your son? And I said, Mom, I can't hold on to him. It's much better to let him go. There's a family that we know of who wants to adopt him. They love him and give him a stable home. And I said, I can't not do that. I don't want him to stay in foster care and be passed around to how many homes, who knows, and also to suffer who knows what. Not that I'm saying foster care is bad. We had the best people we could have had. But anyway, I just wanted to say that the hardest day of my life was 7 years ago when I signed that parental release form. But I get to see him today because it's an open adoption, and that was the best decision of my life. Thank you.